Thank you for joining me again today as we go coast to coast in America on the radio and around the whole world on the God Is podcast, which is yours anytime and any place. All you have to do is download it from the WEZE website. That's our flagship station here in Boston. And you can find that online at 590amtheword.com. That's 590amtheword.com. And click podcast. If you have trouble getting the podcast, all you have to do is email or write me a letter today. Anyway, wherever you are and however you are listening, I'm excited to welcome you back into John's Gospel of chapter 12. We'll be camping out in John 12 all week. Let me get the text back on your mind as we begin today. This is John chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. Jesus, therefore, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. So they made him a supper there, and Martha was serving, but Lazarus was one of those reclining at the table with Jesus. Mary then took a pound of very costly perfume of pure nard, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. Yesterday we dealt with verse 1, and I spoke with you about the context in which this true story is found. I focused on identifying this particular Mary. She is from Bethany and the sister of Martha and Lazarus. And then we spoke about Jesus raising that same Lazarus from the dead in John 11. So we linked John 11 to John 12. And finally, we discussed this village, Bethany. As we proceed in the text today, let me open with some more details on the relationship the Lord Jesus has with Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, because I want to demonstrate for you how well Mary knew her Lord. Our focus is definitely Mary, but I'll make some comments about her siblings here as well. All of us should be understood, or we are better understood, in the context of our families of origin. The same is true of our sister in Christ, Mary. I have a couple of Bible passages in mind, and let's go to the classic one when we think about this family, Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. And that is Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. I'll read that for us. This is now Luke's Gospel, chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. Now, as they were traveling along, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister called Mary, who was seated at the Lord's feet, listening to his word. But Martha was distracted with all her preparations, and she came up to Jesus and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone? Then tell her to help me." But the Lord answered and said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered about so many things, but only one thing is necessary, for Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her." If you're taking notes, that's Luke 10, verses 38 through 42. Notice that Jesus visits their home, which again is in Bethany, and Martha welcomes Jesus to come in. That's verse 38. In verse 39, we meet Mary. She is Martha's sister, and Mary does what Mary always does, as we shall continue to see. She drops down to the feet of Jesus and listens very attentively to Christ's words. Mary wants to learn all she can from Jesus, but as the narrative progresses in verse 40, Martha does what Martha always does. As we shall see also, when she gets busy in all her preparations of cooking and serving the meal. And, annoyed with her sister, if you have a sister or brother, then you can relate to this, she drags the Lord into it. "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone? Then tell her to help me." But Jesus does not side with Martha. Instead, he says, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered about so many things, but only one thing is necessary, for Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her." Here, let me make a significant comment. Jesus is not saying to Martha that service, preparing the meal and waiting on the table, is unacceptable. Not at all. Sometimes poor Martha gets a bad rap. She has a sort of unfavorable reputation with some. But as we know from the entirety of the life of Jesus, he highly values service, and especially the kind Martha always provides to him and the others in her home, and even in the homes of others. Remarking on Martha's servant heart, which drove her to quick action, Pastor A.W. Pink comments, quote, "As to our future occupation in the endless ages yet to come, Scripture says very little, yet this we do know. His servants shall serve him." Pink quotes Revelation chapter 22 and verse 3 here, "For all eternity, Christ's people in heaven will serve our Master Jesus, so that what Martha does, we are all commanded to do. Do not let Martha be measured with a bad reputation. That is not Jesus' intention for her. He loved Martha and welcomed her service to him. And if you are like her, that is, you get busy serving others, then keep it up, good and faithful servant. You will be rewarded by Jesus for your resourcefulness and kindnesses to others. I thank God for you who are like Martha. This is the way my beautiful wife is, and I cannot count what an abundant blessing this is every day in my life. As I speak to you, she is preparing a meal for us in the other room." Well, you might say, then why does Jesus side with Mary? If Jesus is such a fan of the service, then why not scold Mary for sitting at his feet? Good question. And to me, the key to what Jesus says are the four words in verse 42. One thing is necessary. What is this one thing that is necessary? It is to listen to the word of God and do what the word of God says to do. Hear the word and obey the word. That is precisely what Mary does repeatedly. Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 3. So now from the Old Testament, Deuteronomy 8:3 says, "Man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by everything that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord." Jesus actually repeats this to Satan in his temptation in the wilderness. That is to say, Martha is serving physical bread that feeds the stomach, but Jesus is serving spiritual bread that feeds the soul. The bread to the soul, the word of God from Jesus, who is God, is far more valuable and necessary. The one thing that is necessary is to listen to and obey the word of God. And yes, Jesus ranks the importance of what both sisters do. What Mary does is far, far more important. And that is the same with us. My friend, whenever you have to choose between sitting at the feet of Jesus and learning from him, or serving him, that is, buzzing around, doing, doing, and doing, please always choose to hear, to read, and to learn, to meditate on the Bible. Leave your honorable service for later. Let me be even more practical. Cut way back on your volunteerism in the church and sit down quietly and hear the word of God preached and taught. Get your Bible out. Open it, read and reread it, ask questions of the text, discuss the Bible with other Christians, pray. Sit silently and think deeply about what God says. This is valued even more highly than acts of service by the living God. Jesus puts an emphasis of importance on learning his word. Is that hard for you to do, dear Christian? Even now, are you on your way to actively serve someone else? Well, I encourage you with the words of Jesus to Martha in the presence of Mary and Lazarus. Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her. And how true this is. And when we come back to John chapter 12 in the days ahead, we will see that Mary continues at the feet of Jesus, and the Lord will honor her forever for how she learned from him. Oh, how she learned his word. Maybe I can put it this way. What's more important, Bible study, a daily, quiet, deeply personal time of the word of God, or serving the Lord by serving others? Jesus says the first. Choose the Bible study over the service, again, as you prioritize. By saying this, neither Jesus nor I am saying, do not serve. Believe me, we've already got way too many Christians doing very little service. They're not doing the Bible study either, I'm afraid. But what Christ is saying to Martha does apply to you, and also to me, because like you, I too can be busy doing such that time goes by and I have forgotten to just be with my Lord. I prioritize doing over being. Mary understood what we do not. Being with the Lord is what he most desires, listening to him and learning from him. Now, keep Luke 10 in mind as we circle back to John 12 and Matthew 26. Here in Luke 10, Mary was seated at the Lord's feet, listening to his word. And she will practice what Jesus preaches. She will hear his word and obey his word. And because she took the time to sit at his feet and pay attention, she will intuitively understand something about Jesus that everyone else, literally, I believe everyone else, will miss. Stay tuned and we'll see what she knows about him from listening to him in the Gospels. But for today, as we near the close, I just want to remind you of what I'm doing. We've highlighted Mary as the woman we want to get to know this week, and our key text is in John chapter 12. But so that we see how well Mary knew Jesus, I'm taking us into two other texts to show you the nature of the relationship between Mary and Jesus and her siblings, Martha and Lazarus. Today we looked at Luke 10, verses 38 to 42, and tomorrow we'll dive into John chapter 11 to learn still more of the backstory on this woman of God. Her name is Mary of Bethany. Will you plan to be with me for that? I hope so, because I'm building upon these foundation stones such that when we see what Mary does for Jesus in John 12 at verse 3, the act will make great sense to us. See, once we have the background, we will make sense of the key sentence in this scripture. This is why you cannot miss a day of God Is. So get this on the podcast if you miss the radio broadcast and keep updated. There's such depth to the Word of God. So let's be like Mary and come together to sit at the feet of Jesus, to listen to his word and learn of him. And we'll do that again tomorrow right here on God Is.